WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s opposition to water fluoridation as the president-elect's choice to head the Health and Human Services Department should be considered as far as what level of the additive is okay, says Dr. Lena Wen, former Baltimore Health Commissioner.
This is an issue that many public health experts have pointed to and said we need to re-examine this issue. And he still is someone, even if you were right on this one issue, does not mean that he is qualified to lead HHS.
More Republican senators say they want to see the House Ethics Committee report on alleged sex trafficking into former Congressman Matt Gaetz. He's the president-elect's pick for attorney general. Gaetz has denied all allegations. To run the Energy Department, the head of a big fracking company and climate change denier has been chosen by the president-elect. Warning against an adversarial relationship but pledging cooperation after he met with President Biden at the Asian summit in Peru, China's Xi Jinping. This is ABC News. This unwelcome surprise from ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles.
California's Department of Public Health says it's the first known case of clade 1 mpox in the U.S. Mpox, which was known as monkeypox, was found in a traveler from Africa. The risk to the public is said to be low. Casual contact is unlikely to spread it. The health agency is working to identify anybody who may have been in danger of transmission. Clade 2B was primarily responsible for the global mpox outbreak in 2022. 1B was recently found in the Congo and is believed to be more severe and spreads through other contact routes in a household.
Success in the big audience department, but less success on making them happy. Netflix's first attempt at handling a live sports event last night had streaming and buffering problems. During and after the fight between Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, viewers took to X and Blue Sky to express their frustrations. Netflix says 60 million watched the bout. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel joins us now to make our popcorn pick of the week. Hey, Mike.
When I was a kid in the 70s, there was no Walmart. Sears was everything, from our tools to all our back-to-school clothes, everything else.
Right? Pants, stereos, kitchen appliances. Do you have pantyhose? Yeah, they're right next to power tools on second floor. It's like you really could get everything there.
Everything.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night, it's hour two of Max Inc. Radio. I'm Rocker here with Terry Barr.
Hello.
And Jimmy K.
Greetings.
And you know, guys, last week we played I Like Everything by Pat McCurdy. Mm-hmm. And you know, people were getting a hold of me. They were saying, I never heard that before.
Pat.
I never heard of Pat.
Play more Pat.
Yes.
Play more Pat. So I thought we'd do a double dip of Pat. He's got a couple shows coming up. We'll tell you about those in a minute. Right now, let's get into Jimmy's favorite song.
Yes.
Sex and Beer. This is Pat McCurdy. You are listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
St. Paul in his letter to the Ephesians said it came to me upon a midnight clear. I finished writing all of my gospels. Now all I seem to want is sex and beer. Mark Antony looked down on Caesar's body. He said, friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. I did not come here to praise Caesar. I came here for sex and beer. Sex and beer. Sex and beer are the two things we hold dear. Sex and beer. Sex and beer are the things we like round here. George Washington, he never crossed the Delaware. There was no midnight ride for Paul Revere. Ben Franklin never discovered electricity. They were too busy looking for
sex and beer.
Sex and beer. Sex and beer are the two things we hold dear. Sex and beer. Sex and beer are the things we like round here. Charles Dickens gave us Great Expectations. Shakespeare gave us Hamlet and King Lear. Dostoevsky gave us Crime and Punishment. Who the hell is gonna give us
sex and beer?
Sex and beer. Sex and beer are the two things we hold dear. Sex and beer. Sex and beer are the things we like round here. Sing it so I can dance. Sex and
beer, sex and beer are the two things we hold dear. Sex and beer
are the things we like round here. From the city to the suburbs to the country, from the southern to the northern hemisphere, they're holding a tremendous referendum, and everybody's choosing
sex and beer.
Sex and beer. Sex and beer are the two things we hold dear. Sex and beer. Sex and beer are the things we like round here. They can take away my pride and my dignity, gone. They can use up all my blood and sweat and tears, used. They can take away my name and give me a number, 911. But they can never take away my sex and beer. Sex and beer. Sex and beer. Two things we hold dear. Sex and beer. Sex and beer are the things we like round here. We like sex and beer and sex and beer and sex and beer and sex and beer.
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Can't stand the stress and I can't stand the strain. Can't stand the fog and can't stand the rain. I hate the hatred, the stupidity. Can't stand the liar lying to me. So Mr. Jameson, that's why I'm calling you. I think I figured out what we gotta do. Let's have a party, let's have some fun. Call up your best friend, tell everyone. Let's get together, let's do it right. Put on some music and dance all night. I'm tired of races, I'm tired of their friends. Looks like blue meanies are in Pepperland again. Can't stand the poison they're spewing out. I turn down the volume, still too loud. So Mr. Jameson, that's why I'm calling you. I think I figured out what we gotta do. Let's have a party, let's have some fun. Call up your best friend, tell everyone. Let's get together, let's do it right. Put on some music and dance.
why I'm calling you. I think I figured out what we gotta do. Let's have a party. Let's have some fun. Call up your best friend. Tell everyone. Let's get together. Let's do it right. Put on some music and dance all night. Let's have a party. Come as you are. We'll raise the roof. We'll crash the car.
Right, that is the latest from Pat McCurdy. That is Mr. Jameson. And Terry, she's kind of new to Pat McCurdy.
You know, I've heard of him because, you know, he plays everywhere.
Right.
He's got some of the craziest songs. We just heard two of them, Mr. Jameson and Sex and Beer. I just said that on the radio.
Yeah.
Sex and Beer.
Sex and Beer is a classic for Pat. Mr. Jameson, that came out on the album, I think in the middle of 2020.
No Time for Sad Songs or exactly. something like
oh,
that.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. That's a great album name. And, okay, tell me more about
him. So Pat McCurdy, mm-hmm. he's kind of a legend. Okay,
yes.
He's from Milwaukee.
He was
in the band Yipes. And Yipes was, you know, kind of signed to a record label. They kind of got some national fame. And, you know, like all bands, you know, something happens, right?
But
then he was in the Men About Town. He's been in, you know, Pat McCurdy and the Confidentials. And all those people that you heard screaming there, they're called Patheads, right? So, I mean, like when you go, you'll go see him.
Gosh.
And it'll be amazing that the packed in crowd of Patheads that come to see him all the time.
And they know every word of every song, I'm sure.
And they know, they sing along. It's pretty crazy.
I don't know if you have or not. I have never interviewed Pat.
Yeah, we interviewed him here on Max Inc. Radio.
Well, that's
Jimmy.
Right. We got him on the phone for the CD release.
Yes.
That was the one and only time. That's right.
That was during the pandemic, I believe.
Okay. And didn't he also write the song for, is it Summerfest? Or the State Fair. I think it's the State Fair.
Maybe,
yeah, he wrote the theme for the State Fair. And it's perfect.
He's a Wisconsin dude through and through. And he's traveled the state well, too.
Oh, yeah. We love him.
So, he's got some shows coming up.
He does have some shows mm-hmm. coming up. November 29th at Shank Hall in Milwaukee. And December 6th at the Alpine Inn in La Crosse. Now, I went through Rocker's Closet,
I
pulled out this CD, and it's amazing the nuggets that are on this CD. It was the Mad City, the Mad City Music Show. I brought that back, but I also found right next to it, that's what I meant to say, it's the Funk Masters, right? And so it's Clyde Stubblefield and Jabo Starks, and of course they were the two drummers that played for James Brown. You know, back in the 60s. Mm-hmm. And so this album was kind of in this period where, you know, they wanted to try and make some money off their music. So, you know, Clyde actually wrote a song, Parties in the Kitchen. We played that one. But there's other songs on that album. So I got one. I found out that this album, it's mixed by Leo Sindarin, son of legend Ben Sindarin, and it's mastered by Ben Sindarin. It was produced by Clyde and Jabo and recorded by Mark Haynes at Smart Studios in Madison. Mm-hmm. And it also features Ben Sidran on Hammond organ and piano. Jimmy Vaguely is on organ, right? Tony Brown on guitar. Gosh. Paul Doherty on sax. And there's other musicians that play on
there
as
well. Well, and if you're listening from another part of the state, everybody knows Clyde Stubblefield's name, of course.
Yeah.
But all of these other names, if you don't recognize them, they are just music legends from southern Wisconsin.
Well, Jimmy Vaguely, we know him from the Jimmys, right?
Yes, we do.
Tony Brown, reggae, he's, mm-hmm. you know, a legend around this area. And mm-hmm. Ben Sidran, you know, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's a Madison legend and a jazz legend worldwide.
Yes.
So let's take a little listen. This is from Rocker's Closet. This is the Funk Masters, Find the Groove from 2004. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hey, y'all! We are the Funk Masters! John Jabbo Starks and Clyde Stubblefield! Woo! Yeah, yeah, yeah! Shut up! Look here! It's all not funky! Let's get down! Showing up grooving, girl. Grooving, grooving it. Find the groove.
Golden Child. That is Madison's own Nuggernaut right here on Max Inc. Radio. They have they are a night of funk and groove based music. There's two great Madison bands, Jazz Hams and Nuggernaut. They're going to be playing December 6th at the Red Rooster in Madison. Nuggernaut, they're just fun. They're like, you know, some of the guys from Better Yeti and all kinds of like local bands.
They played Atwood Fest recently, and I remember them putting on a good show. Didn't they? Like 2 or 3 years ago, Rocker?
I think it was a little longer, Jimmy.
Okay. Time is a weird thing.
It really is.
Yeah, I think it's like around 9 years or 10 years.
Oh,
almost.
No. Wow.
Where has time gone?
Mm-hmm. Boy, it's just crazy.
Hey, speaking of time, you just had a birthday. Happy birthday, Rock.
Thank you, Jimmy. Happy birthday, yes.
Is Trevor Reed's birthday.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And tonight is his birthday, and it's also Scorpio Fest. That's happening right now at the Red Rooster. I think Plant, the band Plant, is getting ready at the stage. And then, Rocker, our good friend Marcus, it's his birthday today.
Marcus? Is he the 15th?
Well, he just posted happy birthday to himself. Sitting in front of a big plate of lobsters.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
He flies in lobsters every year from like Maine, you know?
For his birthday.
For his birthday.
Oh,
they're still alive
that.
And stuff. He has a good time. Yeah.
So happy birthday to those guys.
All right.
Marcus is one of the most unique people that you probably should meet sometime, Terry.
I would say. He's flying lobsters in. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Rugby player.
He's a big funk guy, too.
He loves
the funk.
Okay.
In fact, he once told me that he inherited Clyde Stubblefield's record collection. he's got an amazingly huge record collection.
Now, that's something to brag about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
What's coming up tonight, Rocker?
Oh, let me tell you, Jimmy. Let's see. We have already heard from John Schneider and the Baghdad Scuba Review. Coming up in just a few minutes, Stanley Kipper. Drummer, legendary drummer. He plays with the New Primitives. They have a new album coming out. We're going to hear from him. Queen of Dreams, Lindsay and Caleb, they'll be in here talking about their new album, Subnivium, and their new show coming up for the CD release at the Crucible, and then Live in the Lair, Bing Bong.
Yay!
Playing cuts from the new album, Hippopotamus.
I love the name of that album. They've got the cutest little hippopotamus on it, too.
It is. Yeah. Great album. It's coming out. We're going to tell you about their release show as well. Indie 45 show with Shane Christopher Neal coming up. And then After Hours with Rob Roberts closes out the night, Jimmy.
Max Inc. Radio sponsored by Noah's Ark Pet Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue inside Northgate Mall. Cat and kitten adoptions, folks. Organic pet food, grooming, and so much more. You can find them. Noah's Ark Pet Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue. Also, thanks to Herbal Aspect here in Madison. Now three locations in Madison, Winnebago Street, University Avenue, Gamut Road. You can shop online at herbalaspect.com.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Come to the Lazy Elf Lounge to cheer on the green and gold. Enjoy free Jello shots with every Green Bay touchdown. Stock up on $20 buckets of White Claw and High Noon, $15 assorted buckets of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products, plus $4 off wing baskets when you dine in. Come for all the fun on game days at the Lazy Elf Lounge, North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook and find the full menu at LazyElfLounge.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Have you heard? Compass is coming to Madison. What's that? Only the number one real estate brokerage in the country with cutting-edge marketing and global reach. Only one thing can make it better. The Aaron Weber Group. Well, it just got better. Still the same Aaron Weber Group, the guys you already know and trust, only now, True North partners with Compass. With the Aaron Weber Group, you always had a guide. Now with Compass, you'll never miss a turn. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass at movetomadison.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You
All Night Dancing. That is Stanley Kipper with New Primitives. Minneapolis drummer and singer Stanley Kipper founded the New Primitives in 2003 after moving to the Midwest from Southern California, where he toured with acts like the Bee Gees, Joe Walsh, Bill Withers, and many others. Stanley holds a 2020 Midwest Rock and Country Hall of Fame Lifetime Achievement Award.
Congratulations.
And he was inducted into the St. Louis Classic Rock Hall of Fame for his band Gypsy. New Primitives have just released their new album, Primitive Road, and on the phone from Minneapolis is founder, drummer, and singer, Stanley Kipper. Stanley, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
What's up, Stanley?
Wow. What a resume you have, my dear.
Good evening, sweetheart.
Oh, thank you. Now I'm not going to know what to say.
I heard that song. I started dancing around my kitchen.
Tell us about that song, All Night Dancing. That's a brand new one. Tell us about it. What?
Yes,
what can?
It is.
Yeah.
That song is about a righteous. It's a righteous party song, and it basically says what it is. You know, somebody's in love, and they fall in love so much that the groove is so strong and the vibe is so thick that they can't help themselves. They stay up all night.
We've all been there. We've all been there.
I love it.
That's awesome, Stanley. Oh, you know, we just brushed on some of the artists that you've toured with, and you have such a rich history. Tell us about starting in music and the first leg of your career in music.
Well, the first leg of the career was started here in Minneapolis, of course. I was with a band, you know, named Gypsy. And we had a record deal with RCA and all this stuff out in Los Angeles. And so that was actually the start of it, because after Gypsy disbanded, I was fortunate enough to start working with Minnie Riperton, who was Maya Rudolph's mother. And Minnie, of course, had Lovin' You and all this. But she was a wonderful artist out of Chicago, her original roots and Rotary Connection and all this. But then I started working with Minnie, and I worked with her until she unfortunately got cancer and passed away at a young age. And from Minnie, she introduced me to Jay Ferguson. And Jay, of course, was a former Spirit guy and JoJo Gunn, all this stuff. And Minnie put us together, and we started working on songs. We did Thunder Island together, and Joe Walsh rolled in and played on that. So that's how I met Joe. One thing led to another, you know, and from Joe.
Thunder Island? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm fangirling over you right now. That song was the best. Oh, my gosh.
Yes, and it was also one of the first American songs to mix up rock and roll and reggae, which is the same thing that the new primitives are doing now.
Excellent.
Right. So after that, of course, and then Joe had, but seriously, folks, and all that, you know, so we did all those records together. Then we did, you know, then after that, with Minnie, I did Bill Withers' song. He played with Minnie at one point. So he asked me to do some stuff with him. So I did some stuff with Bill. And then I met, you know, during that time, I was with Jay and Joe and all of us. We were all in Florida. The Eagles were down there doing Hotel California, and I met Randy Meisner at that time, and so I ended up making records with Randy. He ended up being the godfather of my son Miles.
Wow.
I met Randy Meisner, and then, you know, and then throughout all that time there was Andrew Gold. And Andrew Gold had a huge influence on me. He played on all of Andrew's stuff. And then Carla Bonoff was there, so I worked with Carla Bonoff as well.
Now, I think Terry wants to know about the Bee Gees, though.
Yeah, tell me a little bit more about the Bee Gees.
Oh, the Bee Gees, yeah. They gave me a call when I was home one night.
That has got to be so wild.
It was insane, right?
Yeah.
It was insane. I hung up. I thought it was a joke.
Well, I would, too. Oh, man.
Barry called, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Stan. This is Barry. I said, hung up on old Barry, right? I thought it was a prank. I really did.
They obviously called you back.
He did. He called me back. And we went down there, went down back down to Miami, and we spent a lot of time down there. Because Dave was recording in Miami, Joe was recording in Miami. Ended up going down there and being at Criteria with the Bee Gees. And the thing that really blew me out about those boys was, you know, when they would just start punching around, when they would sing, right, that harmony would come rolling out. And, you know, we were all so familiar with that song. I just stood there with my mouth open, you know.
Wow.
Did they ever forgive you for hanging up on them?
Oh, yes. They laughed.
Good.
They all laughed.
Good. What a great story. Thank you, Stanley.
When he called back, he said, please, please, don't hang up on me, mate.
This is real.
Like,
well,
okay.
Now, yeah, let's jump to your band now, the New Primitives. Tell us about the band.
Well, New Primitives has been together since 2003. Mm-hmm. And it's a great ensemble of guys. Chico Perez playing percussion and stuff. We've been playing together for like 50 years. Andrew Wozniak plays guitar. Snowman Powers is playing saxophone. He produced the first two records. Lightning Joe Peterson's playing B3. Also on this record, you know, my friend George Marinelli, he played with, he did all the Bruce Hornsby records. Mm. And he also been playing second guitar with Bonnie Raitt for like 20 years or something. But we met during the Andrew Gold days. Mm. And so we hadn't seen each other for a while. And Bonnie was in town a couple of years ago. And George and I looked back up. We started writing songs together. He was a producer of this record here. And he also played guitar and sang on it with me. Not on everything. He played guitar on a couple of songs. But he's the producer of Primitive Road. And, you know, we did Thank You for Being a Friend together and all this stuff with Andrew. But George is a producer on Primitive Road here now. And the funny thing was that, you know, I played some of the songs that George and I had written for one of the guys here who had New Folk Records. Hmm. And I played him a few songs one day, and he just flipped out and called the president of the record company, Ken Onstad. And Ken heard the songs, and he wanted to sign George and I to a record deal, which we said okay to. But in the meantime, I wanted to give more background, so I played some demos of the stuff that y'all have of New Primitives.
Yeah,
and I played them the demos of those songs, and they said, well, Stan, what do you plan on doing with these? And I said, well, you guys are a record company. Maybe you could tell me what you plan on doing with them. So they released it, right? They signed New Primitives to a 3-album deal on Loud Folk Records out of North Carolina.
Oh, that's awesome. Congratulations. Wow.
Thank you. So I'm super stoked about the Prims. Things are going really good for us. We're just, you know, just keep on pushing. We just stay on the path, and here we are.
Well, we heard your two newest songs, and they sound terrific. So thanks for sharing those.
Thank you so much. I love you so much for playing this stuff. Thank you so much, guys. Big shout out to Wisconsin.
Woohoo!
Yeah, last time you were here was Atwood Fest last year in Madison.
Yes.
And yes. Be great to bring you back to Madison sometime. Now,
yes.
New Primitives have a show coming up on December 12th at Shaw's Bar and Grill in Minneapolis. How do people find out more about Stanley Kipper and the New Primitives online?
Well, they go to newprimitives.com.
That easy.
Yes.
Instagram.
Oh, good. You've got a helper. Yes, I love it. I'm going to look you up on Instagram right now.
Stanley, who's in the background? Instagram. Who's helping you out there?
Laura Drake, I bet.
Oh, that's Laura, my manager. She's here. She's keeping me on the track.
Oh, she's good. Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Oh, that's fun.
She's the one who keeps me on the rails, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, it's obviously working.
Well, that's so awesome.
It's working nicely.
Great.
You know, I would scarcely know what day it was if it wasn't for her. Just saying.
Well, Stanley.
Oh, man.
I got to tell you the truth, you know.
Yes, we love the truth.
Stanley, thank you so much for sending us your music and taking the time to speak with us tonight. We really appreciate it.
Oh, I want to thank you guys so much for getting in touch with me. Thank you so much. Roker, hopefully I'll see you all soon, right?
Yeah,
man.
Y'all are doing a great job. Keep it coming, y'all.
Oh, Stanley.
Thanks, Stanley. We really appreciate it.
What a pleasure.
We were going to play Tate and the Neighborly. We'll try to sneak that in the next hour, but I wanted to play a third New Primitives song here. We're going to play California here, Stanley. Tell me about this song here.
Oh, California.
Got 40 seconds, too, brother.
Okay, that song's a song about coming out of the Midwest and seeing California for the first time. And like seeing all that technicolor and all that stuff and time standing still. That's what that song's about.
Love it.
That's awesome. Thanks for your time tonight, Stanley. It's
Thank
New
you.
Primitives. Max Ingram, Civic
right,
Media.
Guys, love y'all. Take care, right?
Right back at you.
All right. Peace, y'all. We'll be right back.
They said it would be, yeah, as far as you can see, as much as you can feel now, yeah. Everything in our lives, we've been living in it black and white. Till right now, till right now, hey, dreaming, baby.
you could feel that.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artist. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
The Dom Salvia Show.
I had somebody recently, one of the classes I was teaching, saying to me, I don't do politics, Mr. Santel. I don't spend all my time watching MSNBC and reading the opinion columns. I get that.
You might not do politics, but sooner or later, politics is going to do you. Yeah. You got to have some basic level of understanding of what government is about and how it functions and a little bit of the history of it.
You need to do enough.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.